AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Matt, Eric here today. Just, it is one of those things where it feels like I've been running in about 5,000 different directions today. So, Eric, by the way, first of all, enjoy that chicken soup, man. If you're starting to feel down a little bit, there you go. That will take care of you, okay?
All right.
I made it because everything I make, because I got three kids, is in, you know, military vat style. So I always have some extras. So enjoy that. It's frozen solid.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say it's a salty popsicle.
Right, yeah, delicious salty popsicle. But you know, yeah, it's, you know, don't chew. So Thursdays are grocery day now, and I wanna bring up a few things about shopping, observations just I'm making. And now, once again, I'm at one Target. I'm at one Cub Foods in this case. That's where I'm at. Okay, I am there at 7 in the morning, and this is what I'm seeing. Now, first went to Target, got there at 7. Now, they opened the doors, were there, and they indeed did have toilet paper. And there was this interesting exchange between the – because what happened is that they got a line forming, and everyone's social distancing and everything, which is nice. And I got there, and I was maybe the 20th person in the line. And by the time that I got in, I think there was about maybe 40 people in line. A lot of people came in the last 5 minutes just as soon as they opened.
Wow, there's 40 people in line for toilet paper.
And they had enough. And they had a Target employee out there with her walkie-talkie asking, is anyone looking for something? And she'd say, oh, can we have this? Do we have this? I went in at 7 o'clock. They had toilet paper. They had disinfectant wipes. They had hand sanitizer. They had everything. And Star Wars 9, Rise of Skywalker, I got it on DVD. I liked it, you nerds. I'm sorry they didn't take your fan script and make it reality. I thought it was a good movie. Anyway, that being said, so I no puzzles still, by the way. There's the great scandal in America, the great puzzle shortage of 20
jigsaw puzzles.
Yes. You cannot find a jigsaw puzzle.
You can actually make any picture of a jigsaw puzzle if you just cut it up.
Okay, that's, yeah, you know, it means the lamest puzzle ever. Thanks there.
These are just life tips, man.
Yeah, they are. Are they good life tips? Hacks. I don't know. I have okay, Jim Blakeway, Blakeway Panoramas, they do those great cityscape skylines. Used to work for him years ago as a marketing director. Great guy. One of the smartest business people I've ever met. Maybe the smartest. I'm dead serious, too. He is wickedly smart as far as business goes. He licenses his images to, I think it's Buffalo Games. They make puzzles. And he goes, everything stopped, because he sells a lot of his prints in gift shops, tourist attractions, so everything is dead. He goes, well, on the one good side, Buffalo Games called him and said it was the best day they've ever had. Apparently, you cannot find a jigsaw puzzle.
Wow. That makes sense. I mean, now that you just told me that, I want to go play a jigsaw puzzle.
They're fun. We get the Wysockies. You know, he was that painter, did a lot of New England type of paintings. Reagan loved him. Yeah, put a lot of American flags in his pictures, but you know, it's not necessarily political, but he does good kind of New England style paintings, and I like Wysocki, so we do a lot of the Wysockies. But yeah, you can't find a puzzle anywhere. I've got friends that want to start a puzzle, you know, club, like swapping puzzles. So needless to say, let me get back to Target, okay? This is sounding like such a Minnesota story at this point. I'm just meandering. But outside of puzzles, they pretty much had everything that I needed. But I had to get there at 7 in the morning. Now, at 4 o'clock, I already know the person's, I go to my store, they don't got anything. Yeah, you're right. No doubt. Your best chance of finding something is to be there when they open. That's your best chance of finding something. And quite literally this morning, there wasn't a thing that was on my list that I was not able to get. Everything was in stock. Pasta was in stock. Frozen vegetables was a little bit iffy, but that was it. And there still was some frozen vegetables. So, you know, it's just – that is my suggestion, is to get in there when you can. Now, going back to the Target store, very interesting conversation between the woman that was with the walkie-talkie and this one elderly lady that was in line right ahead of me. And she says, She gets in there, and they have toilet paper. She goes, these are the big packs. I just need like a four-pack. And the woman's like, well, this is what we have right now. She goes, maybe I should not get these and wait for a four-pack. And the and give the Target employee a round of applause. Stunned. I'm stunned. I'm like, you're passing on toilet paper in this day right now. Okay. The Target employee goes, ma'am, my suggestion would be is just to buy the bigger pack. You think so? All right. I guess I will. That's a lot of toilet paper. I was like, you know, how do you almost talk yourself out of that purchase at that point? And then second of all, it's like, okay, so you don't have your size. They have the larger size, and you're going to pass on that. Maybe fixed budget, maybe fixed income, but I think you can work the numbers a little bit here or there just so you get covered there. Went to the grocery store afterwards. My observation there was this. At least at the Cub that I went to, the shelves were stocked pretty much universally. There wasn't anything that was really out. Was there less of the quantity? Yes. They had chicken breast, but usually before this whole crisis started, I'd go in there at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday morning and go grocery shopping, and the case would be relatively full to the brim. They'd stocked it overnight, and so they were anticipating the day. That's not the case. It's about half full, but there still is plenty in there. So my main suggestion is to everyone out there is get there in the morning. Get there when they open up. Yes, I understand it's hard, and if it's a work thing, I'm sorry. I hope you can get a day off or you can find someone that can go get that stuff for you. They do have pretty strict rules that do not allow someone to buy something for someone else. You have to only get one, you know, pack of toilet paper per person, one hand sanitizer per person. But if you can, go do that. And if it's just, I don't really want to get up early, well, then that's whose problem is that at that point? And I don't mean to be blithe or dismissive or insultive in any capacity, but it's just if there's a time in the day where these shelves are stocked and you're just choosing on your own to not go get the food or get the products you want, I know that's tough. I know that you don't want to necessarily drive out of your one suburb into another suburb. I understand that. But this is, you know, that's what I can tell you. All right? So there's good news. I'm going to go back to last Thursday, though, on the Thursday show. And remember I talked about how I wonder how if the shoppers, the pro shoppers, were kind of depleting things. I actually got a lot of grief from that. I had people who was like, no, Matt, they're not doing that. That's not the case, even though there was the case that person was trying to take the last four packages of toilet paper from the one store. And basically the guy was like, no, you can only take one. And he was like, well, I've got these, you know, customers. Or I think he could take two. He had this final six, and they had to put four back on the shelves, to which other people got them. As much as people who are defending the professional shoppers want to say it's not them, at that Target – I walked in right as they opened, went back there. There was a guy ahead of me, saw him kind of go whipping past me, got the toilet paper. He got his toilet paper. I got my toilet paper. As I'm coming back out, he and a buddy are walking back now again. They don't have the toilet paper they had before. They went and got more toilet paper and were heading on out. They were basically buying it, taking it back to their car, putting it in the car, coming back in, buying another roll, going back to the car, and getting as many rolls as they needed. I saw this guy three times because when I went eventually to check out, because I had to go get the Star Wars movie. Come on. I had to go see if there were puzzles. Had to. Good Waisaki puzzle will take you, give you plenty of entertainment. By the time I got over to the register and I checked out, there he was again. I don't know if that was his third time through or even more. Probably was maybe more. But, yeah, there definitively are people who are going in there. And I guess what can you do? Can you tell them no? I don't think you can. But at the same time, you know, don't come back to me and say, well, the shoppers are not, you know, part of the reason why these are disappearing. Now, the argument that some people were making to me was, well, it's not the individual shopper. He's actually shopping for individual people. That's true. Not going to, you know, argue with that. But it was – And, by the way, the reason I know he was a shopper is talking about – he and the second guy, the second time they came through, they were talking about, you know, the orders they have to get. And he's glad he was able to get shop, you know, toilet paper here because he knew that the other stores he was going to go to did not have it. And so that's that's kind of how I figured that out. Yeah. You know, that's where we're at. I mean, is that hoarding? It's not like some guy taking 20 packs and putting it in his, one of those guys that owns a house that's far bigger than he needs, and his dining room is not a dining room, it's a toilet paper storage area. I mean, that's not what this is, but at the same time. I understand you're working. I understand it's trying to make things meet. And I understand that some of these shopping companies really push you to kind of go that extra mile because that's where you get the tips. That if you can come to the door with that, package of toilet paper, you're going to get a 20. You're going to get that. But
and we also had a call about this issue where someone said that a lot of times these private shoppers are acting as surrogates for more vulnerable or elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they thought
And I'm not saying that they aren't. I'm also going to say that they're acting as for people who are perfectly wealthy that could go there themselves and they just have the money and they can basically buy get someone to go in there and take five rolls of toilet paper. And I mean I don't know what you can do to stop it, but this idea that the shoppers might be part of the reason why the product is being limited is very legitimate. Now this is the second week in a row I've seen, that seems to be part of the problem, is that they're gathering them up. Once again, you can make the argument, they're buying it for some elderly person. Well, that's great. But they're probably also, most of the people who are using a personal shopper are not on a fixed income. Most of the people that are doing it, they have the extra money. They just don't want to deal with the hassle. And that's why these guys hustle around, because those guys tip. And so if he can get him the special imported organic raspberries, and he can get them the goat cheese, and he get him that special honey, and he can get him a pack of toilet paper, well, he's going to get a good tip. And that's his business. And that's in this day and age with, 6.6 million people unemployed now, I guess you can't really negate it, but it definitively is taking away from the stockpile. And when a store restocks that, and that's getting depleted as quickly as it is. I mean, that's what do you do? I mean, I don't know. I mean, there are plenty, and trust me when I say this, there are plenty of elderly people as well who are going to the store and going and seeing that empty shelf that's been picked clean. So, we can flip that coin one way or the other. We can. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying it is wrong. I think it's unfortunate because, these guys are getting paid to do this and the rest of us are just trying to get by. And so, once again, I'm not against people making money. I'm not against people using personal shoppers. But clearly the personal shoppers are part of the reason why these products are disappearing off the shelves as quickly as they're getting stocked. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Well, let's take a break. When we come on back, we'll get you the latest COVID-19 update for Minnesota, some other stories as well. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Hi, everyone. Matt McNeil here. With coronavirus, I hope you're holding up well. Thanks for keeping your radio tuned to AM 950. This is a challenging time for everyone, including us here at AM 950. Right now, it's so important to keep AM 950 on the air, ensuring a progressive radio voice is in Minnesota for the 2020 election cycle. The best in progressive talk lives here with Tom Hartman, Stephanie Miller, Brad Freeman, and of course the local hosts like Brett Johnson, Robert Pilot, and myself. To make sure AM 950 keeps broadcasting, we need your financial support now. Head over to AM950radio.com and sign up to support with however much you can. Your assistance will help keep AM950 on the air. And Brett and I will be personally thanking listeners who contribute on our shows. Head over to AM950radio.com. That's AM950radio.com. Declare, yes, I want to support AM950. From everyone here at AM950 and from me personally, thank you very much. And thanks for listening to the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
In response to COVID-19, Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is working to be safe and healthy for our customers and employees. We enable and require our employees to stay home if they are sick. We are closing our showroom temporarily, but we are answering our phone calls and emails. We can do a lot remotely and electronically. Email us your pictures, sketches, and plans of your project. We will listen to your ideas and make suggestions. We can explain which products will work and price them. We are doing installation and service cost estimating and scheduling. Visit us online at woodlandstoves.com. Give us a call or email us at info@woodlandstoves.com.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I've actually heard from a few people that are listening right now that basically they're not having nearly as problem. I will agree with that. I don't think there's nearly the problem in finding this stuff because it was, 2 weeks ago, no one had it. Now, most stores are having it at least for some part of the day. As far as toilet paper, hand sanitizer, it might not be all day. It might only be for a little bit, but it's getting there. So hopefully we're easing this out. But I think the personal shoppers, they definitely are taking a big bite out of that. And, you know, on one side, you say to yourself, well, maybe you do a personal shopper. And then just be prepared to tip, because I guarantee you this, if you tip pretty well, your list will be filled. That if you put a list of groceries out there and, you know, on your list is toilet paper and you tip really well, I guarantee you, you're going to be the one on the top of that list. But at the same time, it doesn't help a lot of people that go to the stores individually that can't afford to get a personal shopper one way or the other. 952-946-6205. By the way, also today, my daily hike went to Minnehaha Falls. I went down, took Minnehaha Creek down to the Mississippi River. Wow, that is overflowing, and that is starting to get big. It's hard to tell where the Minnehaha Creek ends and where the Mississippi River begins. I mean, that's how much it's kind of coming over its banks. One of the bridges is completely underwater. There's a few bridges that are pretty tight, but, yeah, it's coming down. Very pretty. I'll put some pictures up a little bit later on about that. It's always a nice trip to go down to Minnehaha Falls. Get to go down there. When was the last time you were down there on Minnehaha Falls?
I was down there maybe 2 years ago.
Two years? It's a free park, Eric. 2 years.
Oh, I thought we were talking about like right in the springtime when all the water's going crazy over the...
Yeah, build a raft. At least there's enough trees around that if you have to get away with that, you know, you can huck fin it down the river. Hey, by the way, we got some thank yous to give out here because we have people who are sponsoring the station. We're very grateful here at AM 950. If you can sponsor the station, by all means, thank you very much. We want to make sure Progressive Radio still lives here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Thank you very much to Stephen in Brooklyn Park, Gary in Bloomington, Tom in St. Paul, Catherine in St. Paul, also Steve in North Mankato. Thank you very much. We do appreciate it. Go to AM950radio.com. That's AM950radio.com. Look for the information there on how you can help sponsor AM950. And once again, we are very grateful for everyone that does help on out. The confirmed COVID-19 Minnesota case count went up to 742 on Thursday with 53 new infections along with one more death. There have been 18 fatalities in the state as a result of coronavirus pandemic, according to the Minnesota Department of Health's daily update. Hospitalizations continue to increase. Currently, there are 75 people needing inpatient care, as well as an increase of 21 of 21, rather, from Wednesday. Due to more severe complications of the virus, 38 patients were in intensive care units, 11 more than Wednesday. Once again, we're still falling, though, in Minnesota. It's a game of ratios. It's a game of numbers. We have enough intensive care units to handle the amount of patients that are in there. We need to kind of keep these numbers as low as we can, though, as long as we can. About 80% of the people who are sickened by COVID-19 have had milder symptoms. Of those who've tested positive of the disease, 333 have recovered and no longer need to be isolated. So once again, 742 cases have been diagnosed, but half of them, 373, have already recovered. So keep that in mind, because I think sometimes it's easy to focus on the number of people who have been diagnosed with COVID-19. But we kind of forget, well, once again, 80% of people, mild symptoms, half the people that have been diagnosed with this have recovered. All right? Minnesotans who have traveled internationally make up about 15% of all the state's known cases. Another 3% caught it on a cruise ship. It was, a month ago? People were like, I'm still going on my cruise. How's that going for you? Wow. The state's first cases all had a link to travel. Nearly 4 weeks after the discovery of the first Minnesota case, about half of the known cases have originated in the state. 21% caught it from a known case. 30% were exposed locally, but the exact source is not known, according to new data released by the state health officials on Thursday. State Public Health Laboratory processed 300 COVID-19 tests on Wednesday, while labs at private companies did 900. The confirmed case count does not reflect the total number of people who've come down with COVID-19 because of a limited availability of testing. State officials expressed frustration with the continued shortage of testing supplies on Wednesday. You hear that, you jackass, Trump? You jackass? Anyway, back to this. State officials expressed frustration with the continuing shortage of testing supplies promised by Donald Trump. He's lying. He's not going to get them to us. With the federal government not responding to the state's request for emergency supplies, it doesn't appear that broader access to testing will increase anytime soon. By the way, I will say, too, on my little hike around Minnehaha Falls, social distancing, perfectly fine. I don't take it personally. But I will say that it is kind of one of those things where when I come panting – okay, so we did the stairway. As you go down Minnehaha Creek, past the falls, towards the Minnesota River, there's a stairway on the wall that gets back up to Hiawatha up that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Dear, bring a Sherpa.
God, that's was it icy, though?
No, it wasn't icy at all, but it's just, back then, apparently, they liked steeper steps. Yeah. I mean, it was like using my arms to climb up that stairwell.
Where it's like 6 inches deep, yeah. Maybe a foot high.
I wonder why no one wants to be near me, covered with sweat, going, hey, hey. Not even the kids were anywhere near me. They
were
locked. I
didn't know the Bigfoot was this urban.
Oh, God. At that point, if one of those mean street turkeys that are down there, I would have been done. The turkey would have won that fight in a heartbeat. Speaking of fights... Have you seen I don't know where it is. Is it Turkey where the guy spits on the produce and the next thing you see is this monster-handed grocery store owner take that guy's head and smack it into the ground? Oh, that's because there are people that are still doing this that are either –
spitting on turkey?
Not spitting on turkey. Spitting on produce.
I didn't know they were doing it to begin with.
How about this one? A man coughed on a grocery store employee in Moorhead while blaming racial minorities for the spread of the coronavirus, police said on Thursday. Oh, talking about some guy that would be head to the ground real quick. The incident early Wednesday afternoon at Cashwise Food on Highway 10 briefly landed the man in jail on suspicion of disorderly conduct as well as allegedly threatening the life of an officer who had arrested him, said the police captain. The suspect has refused to give the police his name. And authorities have yet to otherwise identify his identity. It wasn't like he was coughing all over the place once and said, but we believe he had intent to harm the employee. The man became frustrated using the self-checkout, coughed on a white female employee who tried to help him. The employee quickly backed away. Another employee intervened. That's when the man said the racial minorities, namely African Americans and other Asian descent, people of Asian descent, are to blame for the coronavirus pandemic. Police caught up with the suspect down the street and arrested him. The man was met by jail personnel wearing full protective equipment. He was then put in a new arrival pod with heating and cooling system that is equipped to pull all the bad air out but do not have to circulate to the rest of the facility. That's kind of a nice option that they have there.
Heating and cooling pod.
We just got to do the new arrival pod. We got to pop them in the new arrival pod. Yeah, it's...
You know those.
It's kind of sci-fi creepy, but okay. The man would have been tested for a coronavirus if he's showing signs. The sheriff said he was not tested. We released about 2 hours as police prepared for the case for considering charges on that. In dairy news, many dairy processing plants across Wisconsin have more product than they can handle, and that's from forcing farmers to dump milk down the drains. Wow. That's the case of the Golden E Dairy in West Bend. Farmer Ryan Elby told WISN-TV they're dumping about 30,000 gallons a day, 113 liters a day. The coronavirus has dried up the marketplace for dairy products as restaurants, schools, and business and food service have been closed. About one-third of the state's dairy products, mostly cheese, are sold in food service trade. Wow. I never thought – I didn't put two and two together on that one. Wow.
I mean, definitely milk.
Yeah.
For all the kids eating school lunches.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, too. The cheese. The amount of cheese we eat in restaurants in this country, holy God. I never put two and two together on that. We thought this would never happen, LB said. Everyone's rushing to the grocery store to get food, and we have food is literally dumped down the drain. The Journal Sentinel reported, and with all due respect, I don't need 30,000 gallons of milk. I'd buy it if I needed it, but I don't. That's the problem.
I'll take like three.
I mean, and that's a lot, too.
I know. I'm going to be pushing.
Yeah. The Journal Sentinel reported that LB's cooperative, Dairy Farmers of America, for now has agreed to pay them for that milk that's being dumped. That's good. But like most cooperatives, DFA can only afford to do that for so long. For most people, the coronavirus causes mild, moderate symptoms. The standard stuff they go through the story. Elby's parents started the farm with 80 cows in 1991, an operation that's grown to 2,400 cows today. I think a lot of the milk will all of a sudden be dumped. Everyone across the industry is feeling distressed now, understandably. So there you go. They get kind of an update around the area of what's going on. We still hear one of the things I want everyone else to take as well to take away from this is that as frustrating as this is, as the stay-at-home order is, as the social distancing, as this is, Minnesota still is doing remarkable. As of this morning, we were the 31st worst case for coronavirus outbreak, but we're the 22nd most populous state. No other state in the union is doing as well as Minnesota is at managing this problem. These southern states that didn't take it seriously, it's starting to skyrocket in their states. And they're going to have a mess on their hands in those states. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But no, we need to make sure and this is not – Governor Walz has been the top of the hill here, but there's been a lot of Republicans we need to make sure we give a lot of credit to. A lot of people have come together. Sure, we still get the idiots like Gazelka and Jason Lewis who are desperately trying to find things to get upset about. And, you know, I'm not even going to get upset with – was it Housley – was wanting to demand to know which senior centers where these outbreaks have been, that the state's been keeping that information quiet. She wants to know as a member that she wants those names released. I don't really have a problem with that. I mean, for the most part, I'm seeing a lot of people working together and a lot of people making tough decisions together. But at the end of the day, these decisions are saving Minnesotans. God bless. So, you know what? No problem. So a salute to the DFL, salute to Governor Walz, and a salute to the Minnesota GOP, because if we all do this together, guess what? Government seems to work pretty damn well when we all work together, huh? Not saying it's perfect, not saying that everyone's happy, but it's not working badly. At least we're not, I mean, and I'm not trying to make light of the deaths. I'm not trying to make light of the fact that we have 700-some cases here. But at the same time, considering where other states are right now, we definitely are doing something right here in Minnesota. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. We'll come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hello? Is anybody here? You there. I'm George Washington, here for the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Where is everyone?
It was moved, sir. Ben Franklin blasted out an event on Facebook and invited everyone to Independence Hall. Didn't you get it?
I'm Chad Hobart with Social Media MN. If your marketing is behind the times, contact us online at socialmediamn.com or at 763-244-4058. We can help your business message get blasted out on social media and Google search. We offer uncomplicated, results-driven, and affordable internet marketing solutions for businesses of all sizes. SocialMediaMN.com or 763-244-4058.
Rudy Luther Toyota is caught up in the coronavirus just like the rest of us, but they also understand many people still need their vehicle running smoothly. Rudy Luther Toyota has their service department open for business, but don't worry. They have the social distancing requirement down. They're working with a reduced staff who are constantly sanitizing and cleaning all touch points as they go. Feel free to use the outside vehicle drop-off, and you can pay remotely to limit exposure. And, of course, you get Rudy Luther's top-notch guaranteed service. We'll get through this together. For social distancing with a smile, it's Rudy Luther Toyota on 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
If you have a painting project, you should consider hiring Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration Company. We've been awarded nationally for craftsmanship, are highly professional, responsive, and fairly priced. If you feel overwhelmed by starting a painting project, we make it easy from start to finish. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. There is a difference. Our professionalism sets us apart. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavic.com to learn more.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Let me read this. This is from Justin, who's a regular listener. And, you know, yeah, putting me in my place on one thing here. Matt, I completely disagree with your argument about shopping in the morning. I work at a warehouse club, and our immediate opening is our busiest part of the day. The amount of non-social distancing I see during these times is mind-boggling. We get trucks throughout the day and bring it out immediately. Having everyone rush in the morning defeats the purpose of social distancing and the immunocompromised shopping hours. That I can't argue with at all. And I will say my experience this morning at both the Target and the Cub, neither one of them was it really bad. As a matter of fact, when they opened the door, I was even noticing that for the most part, people kept their distance as well there. Even in the aisles where there are the high demand items there were, but I can see what you're talking about here in regards to that, it comes down to the individuals and you have to have the personal responsibility. And I think people, the dangerous part is when a person sees a roll of toilet paper on the shelf, they freak out and run for it and, you know, create a mosh pit at the Charmin area. Which, by the way, sounds like the lamest mosh pit of all time. Just going to be honest with you. I mean, not going to be competing with, like, the Sex Pistols or anything like that as far as mosh pits go. The Charmin mosh pit, the Cottonelle mosh pit, no. But I can see that. I will say this. That they seem to be keeping distance there. I think when you're looking about warehouse clubs, I know a lot of people that do them. A lot of people can't afford the membership into them. So so there's a lot of different ways people are shopping. I don't know if one way is necessarily right, but I will say this: keep your social distancing, for goodness sakes. I think that's a good thing to keep in mind. A reminder: eatlocalminnesota.com. A lot of the restaurants in the metro area and the statewide are closed down, but a lot of them are now offering delivery. We of course have got Cafe Latte, Great Wall in Edina, great soups over there. You can get them to go. We also have Hazel's Northeast, Nightingale on Lindale, as also the Park Tavern. Catch this idea, though, because Park Tavern, for the first time in 30 years, they're not going to be having their Easter buffet, but they are going to have an Easter family meal takeout option. Here's the deal. You have to order this by Thursday the 9th. So you have to order this by Thursday the 9th. You will get 3 pounds of maple glazed ham, 3 pounds of rosemary potatoes, 2 pounds of glazed carrots, a rain check for an hour of family bowling when things get back to normal. That's all $34.95. You will pick that up either on the Saturday, the 11th, all day, or on Sunday until noon on the 12th, which is Easter. You can also add an apple pie for $9.95. That's a great deal. And there you go. It got Easter. You can still have a nice Easter meal thanks to the Park Tavern. So make sure, Eat Local Minnesota, visit those stations, those restaurants, help them out, help them get through this trying time. How about another example that the economy right now, the stock market just doesn't make any dang sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. So if you missed it earlier today, this is from CNBC. The torrent of Americans filing for unemployment insurance skyrocketed last week. The estimate was at 3.1 million, came in at 6.6 million. They were thinking it was going to be like last week. It was double last week. 6.6 million new claims were filed. The Labor Department reported on Thursday. That brings 10 million to the total Americans who filed over the past 2 weeks. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones had expected 3.1 million for last week. 1 week after 3.3 million filings in the first wave, which had been a record-shattering swelling of the jobless ranks. The previous week's total was revised higher by 24,000. Stock market futures gave up most of their previous gains. But looking at the stock market, it finished 450 points up. Now, I know I'm not a business whiz. Jim Cramer's not going to have me on CNBC. But I'm 51 years old. I do have some investments. Like, you know, one of those kids that, you know, when they say in your 20s, start putting money aside. So I started doing that, and I started paying attention, and I started looking at this stuff. And I've hosted enough business-related radio shows in my career where I have followed this stuff. That should not be happening. You should not have 6.6 million people fire for unemployment, and hey, I like the sounds of that. Stocks go up. I understand the oil markets were starting to look good. But 6.6 million people, this is just the latest sign that the stock market is truly just being manipulated by a handful of individuals. And right now, they're just trying to sucker you guys in. They're suckering anyone. It's like Boiler Room. Come on, man, buy the stock. It's a great price. And then, of course, the minute that you buy, the stock bottoms out. This is about them basically trying to get their money out of the stock market after they got caught with their pants down when it went from, you know, 29,000 down to, what, 22,000 today. The stock market's not done falling. There's no way in the world. And this is the second time we've had catastrophic unemployment news and the second time the market's gone up inexplicably. That should not be happening. That should not be happening. 952-946-6205. Another thing that shouldn't be happening is something that it boggles my mind. I mean, it boggles my mind. And that is that with Trump's supporters, his approval is gone up. I know. You would think the guy who basically, through his ham-handed mismanagement of coronavirus, would have some sort of, I don't know, negative impact on most Americans. People seeing astronomical sickness rates and death rates. We had a 1,000-person increase in deaths in one day yesterday in the United States. 1,000 people had died due to coronavirus. Now, reminder, South Korea had their first case on the same time, and they have been able to manage, understand, smaller country, understand a much smaller budget and a lot less big business than the United States has. They don't have the resources we have. They don't have the population we have, but they sure managed to get their hands on top of it because they had presidents and people in charge who took it seriously. Reminder, on the 28th of February, a little more than a month ago, Donald Trump was still calling coronavirus a Democratic hoax. It's a hoax. Now that hoax is killing 1,000 people a day. I have often said that this whole thing with coronavirus, that it has come down to me that, once again, we have got another example of, for the modern Republican, the only thing that matters is owning the libs, owning those liberals. We gotcha. You can't stand Trump, can you? In your face, libs. That's the only thing that matters to these people. That's the only thing that matters to these people. Because the first – and it's not just the fact that this approval rate has gone up when he has – my God, you wanted to throw Barack Obama out of office because of Dijon mustard on a hamburger. And we have the worst outbreak of coronavirus right now in the world. Our death rates will soon make it the worst country in the world for dealing with coronavirus. And you guys look at, he's great. And the reason why is, look at where the people are dying. They're dying in New York. They're dying in California. They're dying in liberal bastions like Michigan, Chicago. They're not dying in rural America, even though they are dying in rural America. Definitely are dying, and they're going to be dying at much higher rates. And so because these people look at Trump, the only reason in the world that his approval ratings would be going up is because they look and they say, I have no problem as long as it's the Democrats who are dying. The Democrats die, the Democrats get sick. That's great news. That is where these people are at. Republicans hate Democrats more than they love the quality of their lives, their jobs, their houses, their schools, their health, their religion, their patriotism, and whether or not there's a pandemic in the country. It doesn't matter. Pandemic doesn't matter as long as it's the Democrats who are dying. Goes back to what we've said before, where they would gladly go down on the Titanic as long as they were 10 feet higher on the deck than the Democrat. As long as they could see the Democrat drown, woo! So worth it. More proof of this is a stunning map that is out right now on the New York Times. And it shows where people have been limiting their travel. And in the cities where the outbreaks are serious, like, you know, Minnesota, you can see that the travel has been dramatically limited. But when you look at where people are still traveling around, it looks like the voting map for Trump. I swear to God, it looks exactly like the voting map. It's all these conservative areas who, because they honestly do not think they're going to get it, because this is a lib disease. Trump's getting those liberals. It's not getting us. You've got to see this map, because when I saw it, I was like, holy crap, that matches almost perfectly Trump's voting record. And Slate magazine actually had an article today where they broke down the states in the South, how they're doing so far. Alabama, 1,019 cases, 17 deaths. Only a few cities such as Birmingham have instituted a shelter-in-place order. Y'all, you're not Louisiana. We're not New York State, but we're not California. Governor Kay Ivey said last week, right now is not the time to order people to shelter in place. The day before, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth had released an open letter to the governor's coronavirus task force, criticizing it for not taking a realistic approach about the coming tsunami of hospital patients. Arkansas lawmakers on Friday voted to create a $173 million coronavirus fund, and schools and businesses such as bars, hair salons, and restaurants have now been closed. But the state has not addressed the possibility of any kind of stay-at-home or shelter-in-place order. Florida, a state with significant population of retirees, has been one of the hardest hit. Governor DeSantis has been heavily criticized for his slow response to the pandemic. He basically was just sucking up to Trump. And, yeah, nothing happening there. Georgia, after a period of reluctance, Governor Kemp issued a stay-at-home order of the state on Wednesday, finally, even though they were in the thousands of cases. I think they're at 3,000 cases in Georgia. Rural communities haven't escaped the outbreaks. According to the New York Times, Daugherty County, a major black rural county in the southwestern part of the state, is currently experiencing one of the worst clusters in the country. There have been 26 deaths in the country and 90,000 people, attributed in part to a February funeral that is now considered... 26 deaths in a county of 90,000 people, attributed in part to a February funeral that is now considered a super spreading event. Why did Kemp not all of a sudden say, holy gosh, we got to shut this down? Why? Because it's a county of black people. They all vote Democrat. We're not going to concern ourselves. And that's just the way this is right now. Kentucky, 590 cases. Bashir had done a good job there, but, you know, in these rural areas, these people, these idiots, have been going out there and you know, ignoring these, you know, social distancing rules. Now it's getting worse there, Louisiana. Louisiana, to a point, here's the out I'll give Louisiana. When Mardi Gras happened, Trump was out there and a lot of Republicans were saying, this is no big deal. And if they would have actually taken this seriously back in January, back when Trump, you know, heard about it, or even if he'd taken it seriously on February 7th, right after the impeachment, because reminder, Republicans say he couldn't have dealt with it. He was being impeached, even though he was golfing and having political rallies. So fine. If he would have taken it seriously on February 7th, Mardi Gras wouldn't have happened. Unfortunately, it did. And Louisiana has been dealing with that. Mississippi. I mean, this is Mississippi. Tate Reeves is the governor down there. Yeah, Tate Reeves, right out of Casting Call. Tate Reeves, and Tate means tater, meaning his brain. He's been criticized during the pandemic for his unwillingness to institute restrictions. He's the guy that passed the law that undermined any county from shutting down anything. He ordered everything reopened. Think about that for a second. Let's see. Tennessee's been getting, really beat up. Governor Bill Lee issued a statewide order closing non-essential businesses on Monday. A 15-day safer-at-home order also instructed residents to stay home as much as possible, but it doesn't have the power of enforcement. This is not a mandated shelter-in-place order because it remains deeply important to me to protect personal liberties. Yeah, like spreading the freaking coronavirus around. Personal liberties, you idiots. Jeez, these people. West Virginia was the last state to have a confirmed COVID-19 case, but they're catching up. They're now at 162 cases and one death. Governor Jim Justice has attributed that lag to a lack of testing in the state to try to slow the spread. Justice issued a stay-at-home order just last week. The southern states were the last ones to get on board. And trust me, when you look at how this outbreak is going, this is where we're at right now. We have actually the potential in Minnesota to extend the curve and get us past the worst of this without overwhelming our medical systems. Trust me when I say this, it is only a matter of time before the southern states might start begging Minnesota to take patients because they don't have – they're having to make decisions on life or death, who gets the ventilator and who doesn't. And it's because of the ignorance upon ignorance from these southern ignorance that, how many people have to die because I just don't think coronavirus is a liberal lie. You guys, good luck. All my best. I'm part of the side that's trying to save everyone in the country. You guys keep owning the libs. And, I'll feel sorry for everyone that dies because of this. I feel sorry for everyone that gets sick because of this. But, I don't have a lot of pity for the people that basically sit there and mock and ridicule anyone that's trying to stop the spread of this, all of a sudden saying, wait a minute, grandma's got it. What do you mean my wife's sick? What do you mean my kid's sick? Yeah. Welcome to the party, pal. 952-946-6205. Let's take our final break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
ZeroRes has proven in lab tests to remove more dirt and soils than other methods. This month, you can get three-room ZeroRes clean starting at only $129 and take $50 off your air duct cleaning. Plus, they'll always follow CDC guidelines when cleaning your home. That's 952-ZeroRes or ZeroResMinnesota.com.
Minuteman Press Updown is still open. It's printing everything. But they are taking some extra precautions. You can order by phone or online and do curbside pickup. Plus, they can help restaurants staying open with direct mail and geofencing. That's Minuteman Press Updown.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Metza inviting you to listen to a great new episode on the Wall of Power Radio Hour this weekend featuring John Kruth, a musician, writer, cool cat beatnik on the phone from Los Angeles. Really a fun interview. It's going to bring some light into your home via the radio. Wall of Power Radio Hour every Saturday night on AM 950 at 6 p.m. Hope everybody's staying strong and positive out there. We're going to get through this, and remember to wash your hands.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed. Also, the Army National Guard's education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. What do you have? I mean, when the only thing that matters to these people is discouraging half the country with joy and glee, I wish that we didn't have to have a system in place where, like the Affordable Care Act, the only time these conservatives started realizing the Affordable Care Act was a good thing was when all of a sudden their kid got sick. And all of a sudden they were, I was so wrong. I was so wrong about this. It's going to save my little Billy without bankrupting the family. Yeah. Welcome aboard. And, you know, prepare yourself because especially 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to have a lot of people in the South side, I don't know why you liberals aren't willing to help us out more down here. Just get ready for it. All right. So once again, sponsor the station if you can. We'd love for you to do that. AM950radio.com. People like me dancing, so I got to do more of it. There you go. Prince, there you go. We'll take this out. Have a good one. We are back on a Friday. Till then, see ya.
Break us down.